long and short of it is, if people find needles, I know people are concerned about getting infections and diseases. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be too worried about that, because the viruses don't live long outside of the body. And even if, like, HIV for sure doesn't, and hepatitis C, although it's been known to live outside, it really depends on the conditions that they're in. And so being exposed to cold and wet and the sun shining is highly unlikely. So people just need to be mindful that they pick up the needle. Obviously, make sure that they never, never, never try to recap a needle. Mm. If the cap is not on it, don't try to recap it. And just hold the pointed end away from themselves. And they should be able to put it in a container, a rigid container. So whether that's a peanut butter jar or a coffee can or something like that. What we have to work out, because we haven't got our service up and running yet, but what we're working on doing is to try to install Sharps containers. We've applied for funding, and we're waiting to hear word on that. So, you know, so that there would be kiosks around the town so people don't have to carry this needle. Because I don't know about you, but you probably don't have a rigid container just happen in their pocket, you know. And so that can be a challenge. So we're trying to you know, do a program that's inclusive, recognizing that some needles will be discarded improperly, and that we'll hopefully have kiosks around the town where people can put them in, and then we'll make sure that they're disposed of in a proper manner, because we do have access to a disposal service. Okay. But in the meantime, it is about, you know, finding some place to put it, to isolate it, and making sure that children are instructed to never, never touch a needle. We actually, it's interesting, we have a little program, it's called Syringe, who's dressed up like a knight. And we adopted it from Campbell's Public Health. But really, it's teaching children about needle safety in general. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's about educating kids. You know, there are needles that are okay. Those are needles that the doctor or a nurse may administer a medication to you in. And it might be that someone in the household has another health issue, such as a diabetes, so there might be needles and syringes around for that. But it's really about teaching them that in whatever case or circumstance, they're never to touch the needle, right? They're to go get an adult and have the adult dispose of. However, we know that kids are like little sponges, so we also teach them about the safety of a needle, you know, the steps about never recap it, always get an adult. When the adult gets it, make sure that they put it in a container that, you know, has a cover on it and that they take and have it disposed of. So we do teach, because kids often will go home and teach parents things that they've learned at school, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's our whole thing. And then in people who use as well, if they don't have access to Sharps containers, because we don't have Sharps containers available through the machine, that they're to use rigid containers. So things like coffee cans, laundry soap, detergent laundry containers are very good for that, right? Mm-hmm. They have down the screw of the cap and you pop them in, and we have people that actually save those and bring them to us so we can make them available to our clients, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then again, it would be, as we get the program up and rolling, we'll have contacts where they can maybe drop those off, and that we'll make sure that they get discarded properly.
Okay.
So yeah, all that to say is that yes, we know that needles are found, and we know that people will be concerned because we're passing out new resources, but we all have a role to play, right? So if someone does discard it, just like if someone discards other garbage, we just have a role to make sure we keep our community as clean and safe as we can. And it's our intent to do the best that we can to help facilitate that and make sure what's out in the community is returned. We have a very good return rate on our Moncton office. It varies anywhere between 80% to 95% return rate. So for the most part, people are very responsible with their used needles, but like everything else, there's always that small percentage, right? But we do need to know now, and I don't have all this information in front of me right now, but we also know that there was a study on pediatric needle injuries. And none of the children in that study, I believe there were 72 children in the study, none of them became infected with hepatitis or HIV or got sick and died. Because sometimes people get concerned about the safety of children, and rightly so. But to know that, again, as I mentioned earlier, the viruses you know, if they were living outside of the needle, it would be very remote. It would be remote because of all the elements around it that would affect its longevity.